There were two psychiatrists that appeared again and again, Holbrook and Grigson, the killer shrinks. There were a certain amount of criticism directed against these two people because, in effect, whenever they showed up, the purpose of their visit was to kill the defendant.
It was April 15th, tax day. I think I was filling out my taxes at the time. I was afraid I might be late. A guard walks up to the door, tells me there's someone out here wants to talk to you. I asked him who it was. He said he didn't know, but the court ordered me to talk to him. I said, oh, all right. And here come this real tall, ostrich-looking dude. He introduced himself as Dr. Grigson. He pulled a pad out of his coat pocket that had a line drawn across it. On this pad, on the upper half, he had six images. I will say a box, a square, a circle with a diamond in it. It's been a while. He slides this piece of paper across to me, and he hands me a pencil. And he says, I'm going to get a cup of coffee. Please copy what's on this piece of paper. Well, I'm looking at this man. I said, what, you want it copied just the same way you did, or you want me to change them around, or what do you want me to do? He said, just do whatever you think you want to do. And he left. So on the bottom half of this piece of paper, I made my boxes and X's and zeros with diamonds in it, exactly like his. He asked me what the meaning of a rolling stone gathers no moss. And I'm looking at this man. I said, are you kidding? Is this a joke? Or, what are you doing? He said, no, I really want to know your answer to that question. I said, well, a rolling stone gathers no moss. I said, it would represent that a person that doesn't stand still long enough, it's kind of hard for people to cling to him. If he keeps moving around, it's hard to get close to him. He shook his head. He said, what about a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush? I said, well, if you have a hold of something, why give it up for a chance of getting something that might be a little better? It doesn't make sense. You've got something pretty good, why let go of it? If you can get the other one, get it if you can. But don't let go of what you got to try to get something else. He asked about my family. He asked about my background. And he left. Total time, we had talked maybe 15, 20 minutes.
You can't tell what somebody's going to do years from now. Not really. Except based on your past record, which anybody can do. Randall never had any prior record. And as far as we know, he never had any history of violence whatever.
Grigson testified for 2.5 hours about all these degrees he's got. He's been here, and he's been there, and he's studied here. He called me Charlie Manson. He called me Adolf Hitler. He said, I'm the type of personality that can work all day and creep all night. He testified, Grigson, that, if the future seriousness of my mental state would be such that if they released me, I would go crazy and probably butcher half of Dallas County. Even though he talked to me 15 minutes, I have no prior convictions, no prior arrests. I was nonviolent for 28 years on one instance. And that's saying if I did this, which I didn't, he's stating that that's enough, that for the rest of my life you got to watch me. Don't ever, turn your back on me. And he talked to me 15 minutes. He's crazy.